Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Sunday, June 20th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians continue to be targets of violence in hard-to-reach areas of the world, but they need to go no matter what the cost. That was the message at the Southern Baptist Convention this week. 2004 has been deadly for the Southern Baptist International Mission Board. Missionaries Larry and Jean Elliott, Karen Watson, and David McDonnell were killed in Iraq. McDonnell's wife, Carrie, was critically injured in that attack. She told the convention why they went.
Make no mistake, David and I went to Iraq out of God's call on our lives, to see His name glorified among the nations. That includes the hard and violent places.
Many Christians question going into places like Iraq to share the gospel, but McDonald says,
"My Jesus wears scars on His body from the violence He endured. How could we sit back and say, I can't because it's too hard? Trust me, for my Jesus, it is the least that I could do."
And this week marks a 17-year milestone for the Book of Hope. Executive Director Rob Hoskins.
We will hand out our 250 millionth Book of Hope to a child in Ghana. That's 104 countries and about 60 different languages. Really, we've been amazed not only at the growth of the numbers of gospel portions we've been able to give to kids in public schools, but also to see the diversity of places.
Book of Hope combines the gospels in chronological order and features a clear plan of salvation at the end. Many children ask Book of Hope team members to explain the gospel. Hoskins says that's what they're all about. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your financial support can make Mission Network News possible in Romanian and Russian. Go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button and you can help mobilize Christians in these countries for missions at home and abroad. I'm Greg Yoder.